We roll on here on a Thursday, day one of March Madness, asking the question. This has been our fun question of the day. If you can choose one day a year to play hooky from work to go watch a sporting event on TV or in person, what would it be? Is it day one of March Madness?
So it's not for me. Although day one of March Madness is cool. And I've been to a couple of, even working here at this station. Back when I was on the drive, when I first started, then I left for a while and then I came back. We did March Madness at, one of these downtown kind of bar restaurants. It was pretty cool. But the one that I just love doing more than anything else, and maybe it's just because I was a baseball junkie for a long time, is opening day.
Opening day is no joke. Opening day has been turned into a Colorado holiday.
Right.
It really has. Rockies really good at marketing. If they could be half as good on the baseball field as they are at just marketing their product, they'd be in playoff contention every single year.
Right.
But opening day for the Rockies has become an event.
Right.
Absolutely. It's an event.
And you got to schedule somebody good, so you can sell tickets.
opening day, you can come up with anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Even the worst teams, the Pirates will.
Right, that's probably a great time to schedule a bad team.
Right.
Opening weekend, right?
Right. So, opening day, March Madness, got some votes for day one of the Masters. So, what is the day? Is this the day? Is today the day? That's the best day to go play hooky from work. You wake up this morning, little cough. Little scratch in the throat. Oh, sorry, boss. Not going to be able to make it in. I'm going to go watch hoops all day. Is that the day? Some other stuff going on. Andrew Mason at DenverSports.com wrote an article about ESPN's NFL roster rankings. So check this out. Mike Clay. Did you know Mike Clay when you were at
ESPN? I know of Mike Clay. I don't necessarily know Mike Clay. Like, I wouldn't have his number if you wanted me to go, hey, call Mike Clay and get him on.
So, longtime ESPN numbers and roster analyst Mike Clay of ESPN put together a ranking of all the rosters in the NFL, just roster strength.
Mm-hmm.
And the Broncos were ranked 28th on defense, 29th on offense, good or bad for a total ranking of 31st. There's only 32 teams, folks. So he has the Broncos roster ranked 31st. Only the Giants he has ranked worse. So in the never-ending annual question that we have, is the Broncos roster a playoff roster? Is it a good roster? Is it an overrated roster? This one guy, but he has the Broncos at second to dead last.
Yeah, but I think if you left that to, all the publications who do stupid stuff like this, like if you left it to PFF, if you left it to whoever else does it, like the 33rd team and all that kind of stuff, the Broncos would certainly be 25 or less in everybody's category, I think.
This year, but Mace points this out as well. The same guy, Mike Clay, he's been doing this for a while.
Uh-huh.
So he's got the Broncos right now at 31st worst roster in football. Guess where he had him last year?
Oh my gosh. Well, probably banking on Russell to come back. He thought Jerry Jeudy was really good. I'm going to say 18th.
11th.
That's just dumb.
Year before that, 10th.
Yeah, see, that's stupid. But that was the national media hype about this roster. Oh, they've got this and they've got that. And is silly.
Well, okay.
That's silly.
Rusty's are going to love this then. So if you want to kind of extrapolate, then he feels the loss of Russ is worth 20 spots on roster strength. How else to put it? Yeah, the Broncos have lost some guys. They lost Justin Simmons. By the way, Justin Simmons has not signed with anyone yet.
That doesn't that doesn't surprise me.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think this is a case of we overrated?
No.
Justin Simmons?
No, I know that was something that was out there a bunch yesterday. Oh, we've overrated Justin Simmons. And first off, that market, that safety market, was the most flooded market of any position in football. Why? We talked about it here. The Fangio effect. All of a sudden.
Yeah, define that.
The Fangio effect is everybody is playing this shell coverage now where, you know, you've got essentially two free safeties and you're going to rotate. And basically what you're doing is inviting people to throw the ball underneath, rotate up and make tackles. And you're basically saying you're not going to get over the top of us. And so you don't have that middle of the field eraser that was such an important aspect of football 5 or 6 years ago. That's why those safeties were making $15 million a year. The market has changed. Kevin Byard's one of the best safeties in football. He signed with Chicago from making $15-plus million a year to making $7 million a year. That's the new market. So for Justin, I guarantee you teams have reached out to Justin's people. And the new market is Justin's like, well, I want this. And the new market is, well, that's not the market anymore. So if that's not the market, you're going to have to accept. Because, you know, I heard The Drive talking about this, Philip Lindsay. I don't think Justin's making $15 million a year next year. Because I don't think that's the market. You know, and Philip was like, well, he's just going to hold out until he gets what he wants. No, I would disagree with Philip on that. I don't think he's going to hold out till he gets what he wants from a financial standpoint. I think he's going to have to settle for less than he wants, less than he's been making. But now it comes down to, well, do I really want to go through the OTAs and the training camp and all that stuff? Can I just train on my own and then find the best spot for me? And the best spot for me, probably, and I do agree with Philip on this, why would I do this before the draft? Because if you're going to draft a young safety, why wouldn't I just kind of hold out and say, okay, now where's the best chance that I can get to the playoffs where I've never been before? If I'm going to have to take less money than I want, which is now the market, I'm going to pick and choose the team that best suits my skill set and that best gives me the chance to compete for a championship.
And it is a flooded safety market. There's like
flooded,
like a really good group of like 10 to 12 safeties out there. So when it's all said and done, does Justin Simmons get a top five free agent safety contract? Top three? Top one?
Well, I mean,
worse?
If the market right now is $7 million, you know, $7.5 million a year, and that's Kevin Byard, that's the market. So that's about what you're gonna get probably.
Bless you. So we blame Fangio for all of this.
You make a intelligent observation.
Fangio.
Fangio.
Ruined the game.
Jeez. Man, who knew? Who knew? Yeah. When he showed up in his short, really uncomfortable shorts and all his water breaks that he'd be doing all of this.
I want all the meatballs and the pasta, you know?
Yeah.
Tell me you got that. What was that?
I don't even know what that means.
Anybody speak Italian? Did he?
Did he say something in Italian?
Did he just offend somebody? Huh. How about this one? Adam Schefter put this one out yesterday. What? There is an NFL executive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is not me saying this. This is not you coming up with this. So, Rusty's, stand down. There's an NFL executive who thinks Russell Wilson could be cut by the Steelers after their training camp. That with them taking on very little risk with Russ, just $1.2 million, and by acquiring Justin Fields, that Russ has basically training camp to prove he's the starter. Otherwise, they move on.
Well, didn't he already prove it? I mean, did you see his workout videos? Right? I mean, he went to town.
Uh-huh.
In his Steeler gear. Was he in black and gold? He was, wasn't he?
He was in all black, yep. He looked good. Looks to be in great shape. He looks to be in the same kind of shape that last year when he, we saw, he wasn't posting videos as much, but we saw him out a couple times and was like, hey, he looks good. He doesn't look as bloated. Is that a word you ever used with me?
Bloated?
When we were doing soda commercials.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
You ever say bloated? Is that on your list of derogatory terms to describe me? Beefy?
Yes.
Husky?
Husky, gargantuan, paunchy. That's a good one.
If Russ can't win the starting job, does it make sense to have him around as a backup? So if they decide Justin Fields is the starter, is Russ a good backup? When you think about all the qualities, the role of a backup quarterback, does Russ check those boxes? He's never had to be one.
If he doesn't win...
Until the last 2 weeks of this past season.
If he doesn't win the starting job, and they're going to say, all right, we're just going to keep you around as a backup, I think Russ would ask for his release.
Try to hook on with somebody else.
Yeah. Don't you think?
I don't think he views himself as a backup, no. And that he would enjoy, or he would prefer the opportunity to go try to find a place where he could start.
Yeah. And I mean, come on, just look at the market last year. I mean, Joe Flacco comes off the bench and plays well for Cleveland, and then didn't he just sign in Indianapolis? Did he sign in Indy? Is that where Flacco? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as proof to the Rusties that I'm not, at least me, that I'm not all out to get Russ, I have no doubt that Russ beats out Justin Fields if it's a true competition, a fair competition. I think Russ is a better quarterback than Fields right now. You're looking at me funny. I didn't get the Russell Wilson eye roll there, but you did look at me a little funny. No, you're not. No, you're not feeling it. You're not endorsing either one.
Yeah, I'm not so sure on either one. I know one thing. If I'm going to set up an offense where it's a truly zone read and truly RPO game and truly use my quarterback on the edge to run the ball, there's no question who's better. That's Justin Fields. I mean, that is not even close. So, depends on what offense you're setting up. And with a stellar defense and that ability to run the ball and use the quarterback as a running back in those scenarios 10, 12 times a game, if that's the direction you're going in, who gives you a better chance to win to be a playoff contender in that division? Justin Fields. That without question.
Okay. But if I
don't know who this executive is, but I kind of like him.
You want to find out who it is.
No, I
reach
like him.
Reach out to Shefty.
Yeah, I like him.
Shefty, according to your sources, who is this guy? Because I want to become his friend.
I just want to say thank you.
I like you a lot.
Today is day one of March Madness, officially. Yeah, as much as I was locked into the Rams on Tuesday and the Buffs last night, I just didn't feel like I was watching March Madness. But I did feel like I was watching a playoff game. Do you get the difference? Like, I didn't feel all the trappings of March Madness, but I understood that what I was watching was important, was win or go home, and I loved, and this is probably something, I'm going to give you a little primer here for the NCAA tournament as you maybe get ready to watch basketball, college basketball for the first time this season. I know you haven't watched any college basketball. Johnny Fever hasn't watched. Johnny,
I watch college. Wait, don't say that. I watch college basketball.
Mark.
Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
Oh, that's the extent of the college hoops.
Yeah.
Johnny has watched so much college basketball. Johnny, who do you have in your finals, in your Sport Clips 5K bracket challenge at denversports.com?
I went for an all chaos bracket, and I chose every lower seed to win in the first round. So naturally, I have New Mexico and Oregon in the final with New Mexico winning it all.
Yeah, I have Houston and UConn in the final. I know far more and have paid far more attention to college basketball than Johnny has. I bet you he has a better bracket when it's all said and done than I do.
Yeah.
That's why I've never won one of these bracket challenges, because I know too much. How's
me
that?
Me too.
How's that for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's the reason.
How's that for
me
again?
Too?
I just know too
what
much.
What did you say I had? What did you say I had? Oh, yeah. I had the Connecticut and Purdue.
Yeah, and I think you had Connecticut winning.
All right. That's shock.
Let me double check, but I think actually Purdue.
Well, even if it's Purdue, that's pretty much shock.
Yeah, that guy's a big land giant. Yeah, I know Purdue's going to get bounced.
Yeah.
I know they're going to get
Purdue's
bounced.
Purdue's got the look of a team that gets beat in like,
that dude looks a little.
Like
that
guy's round of 32.
Little George Marison in him.
Oh, right? Good pull.
Doesn't he?
Good pull.
That Edie guy or whatever his name is.
Edie Beaties.
Plus, he's got a, like, he's trying to grow a mustache, but that's like the pre-mustache. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's a little bit.
Is it a porn stash?
It's just a little spotty at best.
Yeah.
It's a spotty mustache.
Yeah. How far, now that they've both won, how far do you have CU and CSU going? CSU first up.
I have CSU.
Texas today.
I have CSU advancing over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I actually have that on my bracket, but that's where I'm going. And then I have CU getting bounced
by Tennessee.
Yeah.
If assuming Tennessee beats St. Peter's, if CSU beats Texas, they would play Tennessee on Saturday. Tennessee has looked a bit vulnerable coming down the stretch. So,
I hope Peyton's not listening.
Oh, that's right.
Good old Rocket Top. Did they make that song off of Peyton's forehead? Did they model that song? They're like, what are we going to come up with? Look at that head.
I think Rocky Top. I think Rocky Top was there before Peyton got there.
Is Rocky Top like a Tennessee, I don't really call those mountains out there, like
hills.
Hill, yeah, like a Tennessee mountain, Rocky Top. What is Rocky Top?
What's the genesis of Rocky Top?
Yeah, what's the origin of Rocky Top?
I don't know.
Good old Rocky Top.
I could look it up, or I could just ask our personal Siri, our Ramoslaw.com text line.
Yeah.
Somebody must know. Hey, Peyton, if you're out there driving around listening.
What is Rocky Top?
What is the origin of Rocky Top? What is that? So good luck to CSU. I like their chances today. I like their chances. They're only a 2.5-point underdog. So this is a 7-10 matchup. So this is by no means like a huge upset that CSU is trying to pull off. And they come in with momentum. And I thought you made an excellent, excellent point. I hate to give you credit, but I thought you made a great point. CSU's in a great position right now because they have no time to think.
Right.
No time to think because they found out they played in the Mountain West tournament. They travel back home to Fort Collins for Selection Sunday. They find out, we're playing on Tuesday? Uh-huh. We got to go. You know, and so they take off to Dayton. They land in Dayton. They go out. They play. They win. Now where are we going? Oh, we got to go to Charlotte. We play on Thursday. No time to think. No time to over-prepare. No time to outthink yourself. This is who we are. Let's lean on what we do. It's been pretty good to this point. Let's rely on that. I think that's a good way to go. Same thing for CU tomorrow when they play on Florida. So CU plays Florida tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Again, another 7-10 matchup. And if you beat Florida, you get Marquette. Now, Marquette was a beast all season long, but they lost one of their best players down the stretch to a concussion. But he's back, Kolick, for the tournament.
By the way, how do you play in the play-in and you're a 10 seed?
Because they did that this year. They put 10 seeds to try to spice up the play-in games.
Why?
Because
the other two, teams are 16 seeds.
You're asking me to figure out the committee here. The committee put Virginia in the tournament.
You're not good enough to make the tournament. You got to play in the play-in tournament, and you get a 10 seed once you get. Am I the only one? Am I on crazy pills? Does that sound stupid to anybody else?
You think it's unfair? All right. Would you? Here's maybe the other way to look at it. If you're Florida or you're Texas, are you looking and saying, "Whoa, wait a minute"? You know, we're getting we're getting a team that's on, that we're a 7 seed, they're a 10 seed. There's not a huge difference. And they've already got some tournament momentum going. They've already got a game under their belt. They're coming in, and we've been sitting around, depending on when we lost in our conference tournament, we've been sitting around for a week. So maybe CU and CSU are facing advantages now, having played in the playing
game. I just don't know. If you're not good enough to be in the tournament right off the bat, how will you slide in as a 10 seed? And the C's don't really, I don't think they really matter that much.
So it's weird, but yeah, the 16 and the 15 seeds, those are saved for those small conferences that get automatic bids, that they're the conferences you've never heard of until this time. So they're not bubble teams. They're the teams that just get in because of conference affiliation, automatic bids. They would not get an at-large bid if they did not win their conference. So these teams that we're talking about, the CUs, the CSUs, they were the bubble teams. And that's why they get...
Remember that movie, Tennessee's. The Bubble Boy?
I do remember The Bubble Boy. That'd be...
John Travolta, wasn't it? Was he the Bubble Boy?
Yes.
You guys ever remember the
very careful with that one, because that was a potential oh really, so I was really cautious.
Why?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say somebody like, I don't know.
They
like,
made a replay like, of that like, where like, it was like a...
Is that, you know, that's one that Bubble Boy with Eric Stoltz or something, and I'd be like, I don't think it was Eric Stoltz.
All right. Right. And then they did a remake that was like a spoof on Bubble Boy.
Nobody has what's going on with Rocky. This is the one time that the text line has let me down.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Let's see.
Shame on you. Some other things going on. The Nuggets tonight take on the New York Knicks. So get ready. Knick fan going to be taking over. You know? Loyal Nugget fans selling their tickets again, making a killing with these. Let me ask you a question. Okay, I'm going to throw this question out on the Ramoslaw.com text line. You're a Nugget fan at a Nugget game against one of those opponents where the opposing fans show up in force, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're forced to sit next to an opposing fan.
Okay.
I'm going to give you your choice of who you sit next to. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I can see you're getting intrigued.
Yeah.
Would you play a game of would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather sit next to a Philadelphia fan, a Laker fan, a Celtics fan, or a Knicks fan?
Ooh. Okay.
New York, Boston, LA, Philly.
Me personally, I'd rather sit by a Philly fan.
A Philly fan?
Yeah.
Really? And you've had your battles with Philly fan over the years?
Yes, I have.
Why?
Because Philly fan, if you're right, they'll be mad at you and they'll be angry with you, but ultimately they'll be like, you're right, but they're still mad at you.
Uh-huh.
New York fan is fake tough guy, like total fake tough guy.
Total fake tough guy, okay.
Total fake tough guy. So that's New York fan. LA fan is like a Karen or a Todd.
Or Chad.
Yeah, or Chad. You know, accuse you of triggering them and, you know.
Acting like they're better than you.
Right, yeah, just that. And who's my other one?
Boston fan.
Yeah, Boston fan is just obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
Just obnoxious.
See, to me, it would be, but see, LA, at least with Philly fan, Boston fan, or New York fan, there would probably be an element of, like, they're good sports fans.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
LA is just so fraudulent.
Right.
Let's face it. You have just as good a chance of sitting next to a Laker fan, I'm doing the air quotes.
Right.
Who couldn't name one Laker from the Showtime Lakers.
Right.
Not one.
The other thing about Laker fan is also a fan of the, say, for instance, the New York Yankees. You know what I mean? They're like, I'm a Laker fan. and I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah, right.
And I'm a Giant fan.
I cannot be friends with somebody who's, I don't get that. I don't get that. So who's your favorite football team? Cowboys. Oh, okay. So, like, you know, yeah. What, the Maverick, like the Mavericks are your favorite basketball team?
No, the Lakers.
The Lakers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
You're one of them.
Okay. Yep. So baseball. Who? Oh, I'm a Yankee fan. Of course. Who's your favorite college basketball team? Oh, Duke. We cannot be friends.
Right.
Apparently, Jake Gyllenhaal did the remake of The Bubble Boy.
Oh, he did? He's also in the remake
of...
I saw the ads last night.
Be nice.
Boy, he's ripped up again. That dude.
And you see who plays the villain?
Yeah.
Conor McGregor.
Be nice. Conor McGregor.
I'm not going to lie. I'm getting pretty excited about seeing that.
Ooh.
A Roadhouse doubleheader?
Yes.
Twin Bill, watch the first one. Patrick Swayze, Sam Elliott.
Yep. That's right. And then we go to the movies, keep a seat between us, and we watch the new Roadhouse.
Well, right? As long as wherever they show the movie, the actual movie itself isn't raining all the time, I'm confident you'll stay awake.
We probably better go to a matinee.
Folks, you had to be there. Uh-huh. We went there one night for the last Batman movie that came out, the one with, what's his name, Twilight Dude. So we did this big thing, bunch of listeners, met a bunch of you great listeners. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the movie starts, and it's like just perpetually raining. It's just raining in Gotham the whole time. It's just raining.
It's the rainiest
and
town.
And Mark is sitting next to me right on the aisle because his knee won't bend. And about midway through the movie, I look over him, sound asleep. Like,
dude, that was a good nap.
Just like, you look like an angel sleeping.
Yes.
It was, I mean, your face was just angel-like, just blissfully asleep. Coming up, the Deion Sanders Show is back, and it's back in force. And guess what he had to say about where he believes his son would get drafted this year with all these can't-miss quarterbacks. You'll hear it next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing, auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
As we got to know and hear Deion Sanders last year, once he took over the Buffs, I would often say, hey, I don't know if they're going to be good at all in football, but man, his press conferences are going to be must-listen-to events. Anytime this dude speaks, you listen. Kind of like that, who's that guy you were talking about?
D.F. Hutton. We used to do it for press conferences. When I worked at ESPN, we'd sit in the newsroom and wait for Bill Parcells' press conference. Because he was so snarky. Be so pissy with stuff. It would be great. Just sit around and watch him.
I covered him for a couple of years in New England right out of college. And he was great. His press conferences were the best. Like, he'd show up on a Monday after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, how you doing, Bill? Ah, man, couldn't sleep last night. Threw up in my mouth a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel great.
Yeah.
Just awesome. Anyway, Deion Sanders asked yesterday about Shedeur Sanders, where he would be drafted if he came out this year with all the quarterbacks that are expected to go high.
Shedeur would have been a high draft pick this year. Okay, let's just stop the foolishness and you get mad when I tell you. The only reason I know that because don't you think I know people in the NFL? I'm sorry. I played for how many years? 14. Got a gold jacket at the crib, I think. I think I know some people. You know the Jerry Jones, Arthur Blanks. Yeah, I know some people in the game. The Roger Goodells, I know some people. So when I speak, I'm not just throwing stuff out of my head. I'm throwing stuff based on knowledge. So let's just get that straight. If Shador would have gone in the draft this year, he probably would have been the second. He wouldn't have been the first quarterback off the board. I think he had the ability, but he probably would have been the second quarterback off the board.
So he would have gone behind Caleb Williams, but ahead of Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
You did the evaluation. You studied all the quarterbacks. I know you didn't study Shador, but you watched your fair share of Shador this
year.
What do you think of Deion's claim?
I don't doubt that at all. I think Shador would have been a very high draft pick. Yeah.
For the reason that you like McCarthy, right?
Yeah.
More pro style concepts.
Well, some, but I just think he throws the ball. I think he throws the ball exceptionally well in the middle of the field. I think he made some big-time throws. Now, the thing that's hard to evaluate is I thought that offense was, a little bit cheesy. It's a college type of offense. So, and I have to study it a little bit more. I could go back and look at Shador and see where I would kind of look at him. But, yeah, I mean, he's an exceptionally talented kid, and I think he's know the people that he has been exposed to in that world of quarterbacking. Like, there's a legitimate upside and a legitimate advantage he has been given because that dude has actually studied the pro game. Now, I'm not saying that he played in it last year, but I think he's studied it and he understands it probably at a higher level than most. So yeah, I think there's no question that Deion's not speaking out of the side of his mouth.
Well,
he's not throwing a bunch of bull junk at you.
No bull junk. If there's no bull, if that's real and not bull junk.
No, it's not bull junk.
We don't want to hear the bull junk.
Nobody wants to hear bull junk.
Nobody wants to hear bull junk.
I inherited some bull junk and I'm going to fix it.
That's right. I believe you.
Do you believe?
Yep. I do.
You don't believe?
I do. So check this one out. So yesterday, he was... But if he's right, by the way, then Shador Sanders will be the top quarterback taken next year. Because if he's right and he only would go behind Caleb Williams this year, then unless somebody just... blows up next year,
unless he has a bad year, injury, God forbid injury, but unless if he has a bad year, remember, like what was the cat's name from USC? I think he's still floating around the league. That would have been, if he'd come out as a junior, would have been probably the first overall player taken, and then he went to the third or fourth round after his senior year.
Oh, because he stuck around a year?
Yeah.
USC?
USC.
Barkley?
Barkley, yeah. He was touted after his junior year, would have been, a top 10, maybe number one overall pick, and ended up going like
really?
A
third.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, that would have added. Talk about another statistic.
Yeah. Well, people get all giddy about stuff.
So here's Deion in acknowledging that last year's roster wasn't good enough.
As a coach, you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, you know what you got. You know, just like as a man, as a human being, as a woman and a man, you know your strengths and weaknesses and you know what you possess. You know you got to overdress yourself if you're not handsome, right? You got to cause a diversion and, highlight yourself other places. And that's what we did. But sooner or later, they found the flaws, the tremendous flaws.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me? Are you saying that I was a diversion guy?
No, I'm just wondering
why. I needed diversions?
I don't know why you don't dress better. You should dress it up.
Uh-huh.
You just, like, I look at you and I say, he gave up.
Uh-huh.
He just gave up. Rogue, are you with me on this?
No, Rogue, don't take that. Don't take that's an easy shot. All right, if you want the layup, yeah, take the layup.
Do you think Mike needs to dress a little bit better?
No, I think there's something cool about his effortless. Yeah. It's chic.
It's chic?
Yeah.
It's all part of the plan, baby.
It's all part of the plan.
It's very intentional.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's basically saying. Yeah. What is it saying? What is it saying? Do you think?
It almost shows a level of confidence that women find attractive. That wow.
Not only is he not good looking, but he doesn't dress well.
But he doesn't really seem to care.
Yeah.
And yet he carries himself a certain way.
Right.
There's a certain attractiveness to that.
Yeah, there is a swag. You do have a swag. I could see that.
All right, I've had enough of your bull junk, that's for sure.
It's not bull junk.
That is bull junk. Hey, join me tomorrow and check out my swag at the Ameristar Blackhawk. Tomorrow night, I promise to dress up. Tomorrow night from 6 to 8, catch all the March Hoops action on one of their amazing screens. Come enjoy some of the best food in Blackhawk and register to win some incredible prizes, including a staycation in one of their luxurious spa suites and a $250 dining credit that can be used at any of their restaurants, including the Timberline Grill or Fireside Kitchen. See you there. Come on out and hang out. What a great way to kick off your weekend, hanging out, watching some hoops, and having some fun at Ameristar Blackhawk. Coming up next, the Avalanche still have another day off, but is there something within their reach that they should be striving for, even though it has some negative history? We'll fill you in. That's next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
We have about an hour left, a little over an hour left. When is the first tip-off, by the way? I think you got until about 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Rogue, Johnny, can you confirm that? When is the absolute shutdown time? But let's
It'd only take you 2 minutes to fill out the bracket if you did it like I did.
Yeah. But
you don't have to think. Just fill it out. You're not going to be any good anyhow.
10 a.m. when the game starts, but don't leave it to the last minute. I know that deadlines spur action, but in this case, get it done now. You don't want to miss out. It's the Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Easy to be a part of. Everyone's going to be talking about their brackets. How's your brackets? My bracket's destroyed. I still got teams alive, all that kind of stuff. Mm. So you want to be part of it. And since it's all free and you have a chance to win $5,000, why would you sit this one out? So go to denversports.com/hoops to sign up. And as Mark said, it doesn't take you that long. You can fill it's really we make it really easy to fill out the bracket, and you can do it in about 5 minutes, and you're in. And then when the games kick off here in about a little over an hour, you'll be in like everybody else. How's your brackets?
Yeah.
Oh shoot, I had.
How is your bracket?
So who do you have in your final four?
Me?
Yeah, you don't know, Johnny. Who does Mark have in his final four?
I got UConn.
Yeah.
I got Purdue. I got some other teams.
Purdue and UConn.
Yeah, but who's...
Oh, I'm sorry. For the final four, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sway anybody because it's such an inexact science, but I have Connecticut, North Carolina, Houston, and Creighton in the final four. Yes. With Houston and Connecticut in the finals. And I went Houston. I went, wake up the echoes of Phi Slamma Jamma.
Did you know?
I woke up.
Stink as Connecticut, North Carolina, Kentucky, Purdue.
Is that all four seats? All one seats?
Basically, chalk. No, Kentucky's a three.
Oh, okay.
Carolina's a one. Connecticut's a one. Purdue is a one. So almost all chalk. And then you're upset. You're Cinderella's Kentucky.
Yeah.
Ooh, Rogue has a pretty interesting one.
Who you got, Rogue?
I have Iowa State, UNC.
That's not bad. Iowa State's not a bad pick, actually.
Yeah, Iowa State, I have winning that. Then I have Wisconsin and Creighton. And then I picked Creighton.
Why does everybody like Wisconsin?
I just
like Wisconsin because their jerseys and their warm-ups.
See? See? Don't laugh.
Yeah.
It's that kind of strategy that wins brackets.
Yeah. And then I picked Creighton to win it all.
All right.
I took
So you and me are on the same page.
I took
like the Blue Jays.
I took Purdue simply because that dude looks like George Mirason.
Zach Edey.
Zach itty bitty. Itty bitty, itty bitty, itty bitty.
With his keep trying there, young shaver with your mustache.
Yeah.
Keep shaving. He's like that guy that we all tried. Every one of us, every guy out there, you know who you are. Everybody at least tried to grow a mustache in high school.
Oh, yeah. It was just a couple of whiskers.
Everybody tried. Some people realized, hey, I could do this.
I tried to do the sideburns. Recently. Oh, within the last 4 or 5 years,
yeah,
whatever.
Did you go with, I mean, were we talking like
Muttons?
90210?
No, just
Luke Perry type sideburns
just
or what?
Little sideburns, but I have a piece, like a little strip, right, that grows no hair. So the hairless.
So it almost looks like you actually, like, shave that part.
Yeah, and then the burns start.
A little Bosworth-like.
Right, so then you got to let your hair get a little bit longer there to cover the spot. So that's when I realized sideburns are not for me. Not a sideburn.
You want to go with going to be rolling into the peach pit a little bit later on today. Want to have my sideburns going.
That's a deep pool.
Yeah. Some got.
My dad used to, poolside, used to have a nice pair of sideburns.
Chops.
Yeah, he had.
Just chops.
He had chops. He's got all kinds of chest and back hair. Poolside just is a man. Just straight up man.
So we mentioned the Nuggets play tonight against the Knicks. The Avalanche off again until tomorrow. The Avs, with their recent 7-game winning streak, have played themselves into interesting territory. So right now, they have the 6th best record in the NHL. But they're only 4 points behind Boston for the top record in the NHL.
Wait a minute. They have the 6th best record in the NHL.
Right.
But they're only 4 points behind Boston for the best record?
Yeah, it means there's...
How could that be the best record?
It's jammed up right now.
How can it be the best record?
What do you mean?
The most points?
Most points.
It's not the best record.
We're not going to get into this. No, I'm not. No, it's the most points. Let's keep this simple. I don't want to get... No, I'm not going down your wormhole.
So you could be...
It's just the most point. No.
You could have a better record, but less points, and be, even though your record's better, you're behind the team that you have a better record than because they've got more points.
You're gonna love this one.
Oh my god!
This is hockey. I shouldn't do this, but now you did.
Kills me with
your
crap.
You're gonna love this. You're gonna love this. Okay. Boston has the most points in the NHL. They have 97.
Okay.
Florida's got 94, Rangers have 94, Vancouver's got 94, Winnipeg's got 93, the Avalanche have 93. All those teams I mentioned all have more wins than Boston.
Right.
Boston has 15 overtime or shootout losses. Excuse me, overtime losses. 15.
It's just
15. Florida's got 4. Rangers have 4. Vancouver's got 8. Winnipeg's got 5. Avalanche have 5. The Bruins have 15. 15 times they've gone into overtime and have come away with at least a point. And that is the reason why they have the most points in the NHL. Boy, I shouldn't have done that. That just fed your...
It's just so stupid.
That was like me throwing a... Herman Marquez curveball.
You know what?
Curveball to
Shohei. That's one thing. Like, normally, hockey guy would be pissed right now if I said something that was, you know,
right,
that
but
offended
even
them.
Even hockey guy like,
just stays silent. Just total crickets on the text line right now. What are you
telling me that the Bruins could finish with the most points in the NHL with fewer wins than the other nine teams in the top 10?
Yes.
Because of all their overtime losses. That's not where I was going with this, but you dragged me down there, and damn if we didn't make your point. Mm. But here we go with the Avalanche. They're playing great hockey right now. They're rolling.
Yes.
They have a really good chance of ending up with the most points in the NHL. Do you want that distinction, which is the President's Trophy?
Which nobody wins the cup.
Nobody tends to win the cup. When the Avalanche won a couple years ago, they had the second most points in the NHL. Florida had the most that year.
Didn't they win a President's Trophy and lost subsequently, like in the second round, a couple years before they won the Cup? I think they did win the President's Trophy.
I do believe you're right, yeah.
And I think they got bounced by Vegas in 6, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
2021 season, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm good with them not having the most points.
And by the way, if you think about these things, maybe another reason why you don't want to finish first overall in the West. Because right now the team holding down the 8th spot in the West, Vegas. Mm. Now on one hand, Vegas doesn't look like Vegas.
Right.
Yet on the other, they are Vegas.
Right.
They are the defending Stanley Cup champs.
And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Boom. 15 overtime or shootout losses.
What's your motto?
Nobody else
is
even
Boston.
Nobody else is even close.
Well, what's your motto? If you're Boston, he's like,
well, I mean, in terms of playoff teams. Yeah. Islanders at 15-2. Patty Waugh. Patty Waugh's got 15.
What's your motto?
What's your motto?
Like,
yeah.
Let's go out there, play a hard-fought game right into overtime. Then we give it up. The Boston Bruins.
15 of them.
We'll drop our breezers in overtime.
In fact, they actually played 6 straight games that went into overtime or a shootout. 6 straight. They had 6 straight games. They came away with 1 point.
It's ridiculous.
They got points, and they had the most in the NHL. So there you are. Coming up next, does it make sense to put a rookie quarterback into a situation where the Broncos roster really might be that bad? That's next.